Closing your eyes, go through a garden gate, and as you walk through the garden gate and hear the gate slamming behind you, you start down a path into the forest. And that pathway winds down. You smell the beautiful growth on the sides of the path. You can get the hint of wild flowers as it wafts across your pathway and the air around you. You can hear birds singing, animals moving, rustling through the brush. And as you go deeper and deeper into your winding pathway, you get into bigger trees and bigger trees. And finally, you're deep in the forest. Deep in a forest that is huge on all sides of where you're walking. Big, tall, primordial trees stretching to the sky, blotting out the sun in some places and allowing the sun to blast through in others. And as you continue down this winding pathway, you're going deeper and lower into a valley. You're going down, down. And you can hear in the distance a rushing creek. It's moving so fast, you can hear it tumbling over the rocks in its pathway with little rivulets and waterfalls as it goes. And as you continue walking down this pathway, you come around a really big curve in the path. And there you are in a clearing. And this clearing is a circle. So it's an ancient circle with ancient trees standing all around it. And it's a clearing in the middle. And right there in the center of the circle is a wooden stump that kind of looks like a chair. And so you walk up to the stump and you think, you know, I'm just going to sit down here for a minute. And you sit on this beautiful chair. As you're taking in the beautiful surroundings, lolling your head back and looking up at the trees, your body is conformed to. The chair relaxes into you and supports you completely. You've never sat in a more comfortable chair. Your legs supported, your back supported, your neck supported. And right now, you can feel approaching from the left side of your body a being. And this being is coming right up to you, and they're holding something. They're holding a scroll, a rolled up big scroll. And as they approach you, you look up and you recognize this person. This is the navigator, the being who is here to help you navigate your journey. And your navigator has in their hand your divine map. You reach out your hand and the navigator gives you the map. And you're so excited to get it, you don't open it, you just hold it. You hold it close to your heart. This is my divine map, you think. And the navigator says, now I'll travel with you. And so you get up and you start off, and you go all the way down deeper into the valley, the navigator walking behind you silently, so silently you even forget they're there. But you've got the map. You hold on to the map. And the pathway takes you down to a really big rock. A really, really big rock. And you walk around the side of the rock. And as you do, you look back at it. And you can see petroglyphs that have been drawn to describe your journey. Ancient drawings that capture on the rock your personal journey, your soul's evolution, as you've moved further and further toward yourself. You stand for a moment and just really gaze at this amazing rock. And you make a note in your journal about what you see because you want to capture this for just for now, for posterity too. And now you feel the call, you feel pulled, you have to keep going. And so you go all the way down at the bottom of the valley, and you're right there at the stream, and it's a pretty good sized creek. I mean, it's pretty good. In fact, you can't really get across it by walking through it because it's too deep. There are fish in the stream. And they're swimming so happily. You look over to your left, you see there's a big log that's fallen across the stream and is perfectly placed for you to climb up, walk across the stream. And so you do. And you come down to the other side and you go a little bit further through some smaller trees. And as you do, you come to an enormous meadow. A beautiful meadow filled with bees and insects buzzing and birds and butterflies. The song of a thousand birds in the distance. And still the sounds of the creek. And you think, this is where the temple is. And so you begin to create out of the elements an amazing wall. And this wall on this land here, on this sacred land, this wall is the start of your temple. And so you build it out of every element. You build it out of earth and out of water and ice and fire and light and air and space and metal and wood, and you construct this wall, and you do it right now. And now when you're ready, you put right in the center of the wall a doorway. And it's an incredibly beautiful doorway. And now you reach out and you open that doorway and you walk through the doorway. And it's then you realize that the intention you held while creating your wall actually created the whole temple. The whole building is built. And the ceiling is so high, there's weather, there's clouds, there's a rainbow, there's birds inside of your temple. And you can see in the distance four daises and four thrones for your four aspects. And you're so excited you're going to get a chance to see them that you speed up and you walk very fast towards them. Navigator right behind you, holding your map in your hand. And as you reach your four aspects, you go immediately to the far left. Go immediately to your physical aspect. Write down in your journal what you see, what you know, what you feel, what you sense about your physical aspect. Write down any color. Write down if your aspect is holding a staff or a rock or a jewel. Any description is valid. Write down if there are any friends of the aspect there. You know, if the aspect has a big eagle flying overhead or a coyote at its feet. Write that down. And then bow to your physical aspect and say, I am so excited and happy to meet you. Thank you for everything you do. May I ask you your name? And listen. Listen. And whatever you hear, write down. Because this name may evolve or not. It may stay the same. But you'll start right now. Write it down. And now ask your physical aspect if it has a message for you. And write it down. Don't try to understand it, just write it down. And say thank you to your physical aspect and turn your attention directly to the right, and that is your emotional aspect. And see what you can about them. Notice what you can about them. Anything you see, any color, any animal or object, write that down. If they're only light, or there's nothing there, write that down. Some aspects are shy and waiting, and they reveal themselves over time. So write down what you see. If all you're seeing is the throne, write that down. You never know how an aspect might be hiding. You better believe you're using your imagination in this exercise. And that's because your imagination is your friend. You're talking to your emotional aspect. The emotional aspect, the second one. And now you're ready to say, thank you so much for everything you do for me. I'm so glad to meet you and be here with you. And you can say, will you please tell me your name? And then wait and listen while the aspect speaks its name. Take a deep breath and move your attention to the third aspect to your right, and that will be your psychological aspect. So you've met your physical, you've met your emotional, now you're going to meet your psychological aspect. So write down what you see when you first look at them. And then say, dear psychological aspect, I'm so happy to meet you. Thank you for everything you do for me. Would you please tell me your name? And listen. Listen to what your aspect tells you. And write it down. Now turn your attention to the last aspect on your right, and that is your spiritual aspect. So whatever you see sitting in that chair or not sitting in that chair, whatever is there, describe it, write it down. Notice what is there. Sometimes it can be very simple, sometimes very ornate and complex. Just notice. And then say, thank you so much, spiritual aspect, for everything you do. I'm so happy to meet you. And the aspect speaks to you. You write down what they say and say, would you please tell me your name? And now you turn around, and behind you is a big round table. And you take the map, and for the first time you open it and lay it out on the table. And then invite all four aspects to come join you at the table. Your navigator still stands behind you, because it doesn't belong at the four aspects table with you. There are five places at that table. And you can either have chairs or you can stand there to look at the map. But all of you are around the map together. And here's what you're going to say. Thank you for coming to this meeting. I appreciate you being here. And it's time that we charge my divine map, so that the signs and symbols that are necessary for me to see will begin to appear more clearly for me in life. And ask them all to put their hands on the map. And if they're a bird, they might fly over it. Or we don't know what they're going to do. Just have them put their hands on the map in the way that they can. Everyone take a deep breath. And as you're exhaling, feel the charge go into the divine map from the four aspects and from you, the personality, the one who's called this meeting. And there we go. There we go. The divine map is starting to take on a different perspective. It takes on a whole different meaning. And symbols begin to appear right there on the map. And quickly, the navigator rolls the map up and says, "We need to go now." So you thank everybody. Thank you for coming. It's been great meeting you. I'll be back to talk to you again. And they all wave as you go out through the door and down to the creek and across the tree stump, the trunk that's fallen over the creek, and then down, and then you come to the rock with the petroglyphs, and you look at the petroglyphs and they're starting to change. And you can see the progression of your soul's dynamic unfolding even more clearly. And you continue on all the way up out of the valley and into the clearing where you first met the navigator. And the navigator says, "I'm going to stay here. And I'll keep the map here for you so that it's safe. You go on home, and next time you come, we'll look at the map again." And so you give the map to the navigator, you thank the navigator, and you head through the clearing on up the winding path, all the way up to the garden gate, taking a deep breath. You come all the way back into your chair, all the way back into the here and now.